verse, it's talking about being a warrior. You know, it says, in times of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered.
Violence.
And the forceful, they get with force.
Yeah.
You know? So, we've got to be forceful. Mm-hmm. And driving out ungodly thoughts out of our minds.
It's called Fullness from Elevation Worship, which is more of a youth, but it got me fired up this morning, that's for sure.
Amen. So,
help me to worship, and if you want to stand and play. Eternal promise, stirring in your sons and daughters, earth revealing heaven's wonders. Spirit come, Spirit come. What you spoke is now unfolding. And all your children shall behold him. Dreams awaken in this moment. So Spirit come, yes. Holy Spirit come. Pour it out, let your love run over.
Spirit come,
speak revival. Let our hearts continue burning
for Jesus.
For our King is soon returning. As we hold to this assurance, Spirit come.
Pour it out, Lord.
Spirit come. Spirit come.
Pour it out, Lord. Pour it
out,
Lord.
Holy Spirit
come.
Pour it out, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you that your presence is in here today.
My hands are burning with an anointing to heal if anybody needs hands laid on them.
Praise God.
My hands are
burning. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I take that. All over.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive your healing power.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, I receive your healing power.
Thank you.
I praise your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. The full manifestation.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God is joyous, and I love it.
I love the Holy Spirit's moving.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you.
The daughter of Abraham, the Father, she has a blood covenant.
Thank you, Lord. I praise you.
Her hairs are numbered, and so are her days, with long life that the Lord satisfied her and showed her the full manifestation of your blood covenant, Father.
This warrior strength, Father, is as Samson's. His wisdom is as Christ.
Jesus.
When he opens your mouth, his mouth, Father, you will fill it with your words.
Yes,
and you will not allow your words to fall to the ground. His way is straight.
Jesus.
And when he speaks, Father, all of the demons of hell shall flee before him, Father.
Jesus.
And they shall trouble anyone he lays hands on. They shall trouble them no more.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Allahana Freeposhima. Thank you, Lord Jesus. there's wealth for him, Father. Show him where the hidden wealth yes. is so that he shall, Father, he shall strip the enemy sevenfold recompense you have given him for what has been stolen from him, Father. I speak that the healing anointing will flow from him to his wife, to his daughter, to his children.
Thank you.
And everything that was made wrong by Satan, you have set right this minute.
Thank you.
Because he has the faith of the centurion, Father. He knows that when you send your word, it's done.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus, it is, because you are the great I am.
Thank
in Jesus'
you, Lord
name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ay, 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 ay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Ay, ay, ay.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, our heritage is that if any word is spoken against us, and that includes the accuser, the Lord said our heritage is that it will fall to the ground. Every word spoken against us. It cannot take root. It cannot produce its seed, and all of its generations are dead.
That's right. That's
because
right.
They are swallowed up in life. They're swallowed up in the life of Christ.
Amen.
They are swallowed up in life.
Thank you, Lord.
He's in Bethlehem. Said, I can't curse the Lord.
No.
The Lord blessed it. I got blessed.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even a good prophet. That's right. That's right. Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. I want y'all to see this. What is this?
Half of a donut.
It's half of a donut, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Half of a donut.
Shakatatia.
Sometimes I just love teaching the Word of God. You like object lessons?
Yeah.
This is a good object lesson.
It looks like.
It's a sweet object lesson.
Yeah.
Donuts are good.
Yeah.
I used to say,
thank you.
Any day that begins with a donut can't be all bad. It might be bad, but at least one part of it was good.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Our hands are still burning.
Where's that half a donut?
In your belly.
Mm-hmm. Empty plate. Knife and fork. Gone.
Good no donut there, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever watch daytime TV? Ever watch those shows where Judge Judy and Judge somebody and doing that. And the judge sits up there and the two people come in. It's a civil case, you know. And so one says, they said this and they did that. And the other one has a turn and they say, he said this, they did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what impresses the judge is not so much what they say, but one of them sometimes will say, I got a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
I got a piece of paper. Show it.
Something.
I got photographs. Give me the photographs. Give me that receipt. Bring it up here. Let me see it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
Evidence.
Evidence. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just ate the evidence. There's a half a donut missing over there.
Uh-huh.
Where is it? I need evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
There's no evidence.
Uh-huh.
Evidence is something you can hold in your hand, that judge can hold in their hands.
Yeah.
And look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Photographs or a receipt or something like this. Right? Mm-hmm. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. It says, y'all are probably all of this, and just recite it by heart. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Evidence. When we think of faith, do we think evidence? Do we think of substance? Substance is something you can hold in your hand, like a photograph or a piece of paper, right? Or half a donut. But he says faith is the evidence.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance.
Yeah.
Well, I can't see faith. I can't hold faith in my hands. That's thinking materially, right? That's thinking earthly.
Yeah.
But faith is a spiritual thing.
Spiritual thing.
Right? We're spiritual people. Right? We believe the Spirit more than we believe the world. Because we know the Spirit's true. The Spirit's real.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So our faith is real. Right?
Yeah.
Our faith is as real to us as that table. Or that half a donut. Our faith is the substance. It's hard evidence. Right? To knock on our faith. Yeah, that's good. Faith is real.
Amen.
Faith is real. It's the evidence. It's the substance.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, belabor that because I'm sure many sermons have been preached on it. You've probably heard quite a few. But what do you do
when it's no evidence?
When someone's eaten the evidence. Someone's eaten the evidence and you can't see it. Well, you know what the judges like to do on those shows? You've seen those shows. Sometimes they'll come in and they'll say, I don't have a photograph, I don't have a receipt, but I brought my friend. And that friend was a witness to what happened.
That's good. That's good.
That friend was a witness to what happened. I got a witness. I got someone who saw it.
Right.
You were all witnesses. You know what happened to that half a donut. If someone comes in and says, who got that half a donut out of here? You all know, don't you? You all bear witness.
Yeah.
Ray Wilson got that half a donut. I saw him eat it.
Even if you said you didn't, right?
That's right. And no matter what I said, there's witnesses that will say, I ate it. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's what we got. That's what we're looking at in Hebrews 11.
Yeah.
You know, Hebrews 12 says, since we are compassed about with what?
A great cloud of witnesses.
Witnesses. They saw it. They saw it. They saw it happen. They saw God's work. So let's look together, if you will, for just a few minutes at just what they saw. Just what they experienced. Look at that table like that at the top. We're going to concentrate on the left side. We might get we don't have time to do the right side. But let's see what mighty works these people witnessed. This is all from Hebrews 11. And this is from the lower part of it. You know, the first part is talking about Abraham. It's talking about all the people that names people. Enoch, you know, by faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death, right? So there's a whole bunch of people. Sarah, he talks about some people by name. And then it gets to the bottom, We stop naming names. It's just too many. So we just start saying some of the things.
Yeah.
And so we're going to look at some of these things. You look at mighty works, okay, on the left-hand side. Uh-huh. It says they conquered kingdoms.
Uh-huh.
By faith, people by faith, they conquered kingdoms.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They enforced justice.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, let me get back up to conquered kingdoms. Who can't conquer kingdoms? Can you give me an example of someone who conquered kingdoms? He didn't name them, but we can probably think of someone who conquered kingdoms. Anyone think of someone who conquered kingdoms, kings, cities?
David.
David did?
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. What about Joshua?
Joshua.
Joshua and the people of Israel, mm-hmm. right? They conquered Caleb. Kingdoms. Sure. Enforced justice.
Yep.
Do you think someone who did that?
Caleb.
Elijah.
Samuel.
Elijah.
Yeah, Samuel.
The whole book of Judges.
Yeah.
The whole book of Judges, right?
Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah. Gideon, yeah. Obtained promises.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Abraham did that, didn't he?
Yeah.
He obtained some promises.
Yeah.
Children of Israel, when they came into the promised land, they obtained the promises.
Yeah.
Their ancestors before them didn't. They died in the wilderness.
Yeah.
But they came in and obtained promises.
Yeah. Solomon.
Stop the mouths of lions. That's a good one.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah.
That's right. Quench the power of fire. Right, come on now. Say it loud.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Say it loud, man. Spit it out. Shadrach.
Meshach.
Abednego. All right, that's good. I thought of those three that earlier today when I was thinking about it, and then I forgot one of them, and I could not remember. I got Shadrach and Abednego. Who's the other? Who's the other? I know it's it rhymes or something, you know, but I couldn't get it. Meshach.
Meshach.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war. Mm-hmm. Someone in that? Who's that?
Gideon.
Became mighty in war.
Gideon.
David.
David.
Yeah. Who Gideon.
Else?
David.
Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Gideon.
Gideon. Mm-hmm.
Gideon became mighty in war. Mm-hmm. Saul became mighty in war. Yeah. King Saul.
Jephthah.
Yeah. Deborah. There you go.
And Deborah the judge.
Yeah.
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 Put forward far foot. Excuse me. Put foreign armies to flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put foreign armies to flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be Gideon. Yeah. That'd be some other folks. Yep. You know, they come after them and they take off. You know.
Uh-huh.
They flee.
Joshua,
David, when he killed Samson, Goliath. Excuse me.
Yeah.
He killed Goliath. Those things all fled, right?
Yeah.
They had to chase them down. Mm-hmm. And received back their dead by resurrection. Anybody think of that? It's the Old Testament. Now, this is all the Old Testament.
Okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they threw this dead warrior in a tomb with an old Elisha's prophet bone. In his,
Elisha, right?
Still, still enough anointing on him to bring that to life.
Another instance in the Elisha's life. Can you think of it?
Shunammite woman.
He had someone who had him a room, and they every time he'd go that way, stay in that room with her. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't have a son, right? He said, "Well, I'll pray you'll get a son." So he did. She had a son.
Mm-hmm.
And one day the son went out in the field with his dad, just fell over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, "Well, take him back to his mom." You know, I probably just fainted, you know, for the son or something. Take him back. Son died.
Mm-hmm.
The woman took off and went to see Elisha.
Mm-hmm.
Elisha took off and went back there and raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
That's true.
There was one important thing that she did on her way there. She never said he was dead.
That's
she said all is
well. That's right.
She never got her testimony wrong.
That's good.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's right.
So we're out of time today. Just remember.
You could take 5 more minutes because we went all the way into your time.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Okay.
This is a good place to stop. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But just remember, they're witnesses. These folks witnessed.
Yeah.
Right? And what they witnessed got written down.
Yeah.
Got written down.
Mm-hmm.
So we can know this happened.
Mm-hmm.
This happened. This was written down by folks who knew, who were there, who saw it happen. Right? So we have witnesses, right? And we are witnesses. Mm-hmm. You've all had something happen in your life. It's faith. Mm-hmm. You've seen your faith come through. Mm-hmm. Right? You receive the promise of God, mm-hmm. if you will. You can all walk in victory.
Yeah.
And as you said, you build up your faith a little at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not ready to move mountains. But we can kick over a hand hill, can't we? Oh, yeah. We can stop the rain. He can stop the rain.
Yep.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Stop the rain long enough to go and get the measurements and get back in the car and it starts raining again. You know? Amen. That tells you something, don't it? Amen.
That's good.
We've got the power of God within us.
Yeah.
We've got the power, and that power is actuated through faith.
Yeah.
Faith is like flipping a light switch.
Yeah.
Flipping a light switch. You're in darkness, but you go and you flip that light switch, and every light in the place comes on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? And then, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you that we've got faith. And it is strong. Mm-hmm. It's substance. It's real to us. Mm-hmm. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for loving us, for being with us. We thank you for donuts. Yes,
Lord Jesus.
We thank you for faith. Let us walk in our faith. Let our faith be strong. Let it be strong to the pulling down of strongholds within our minds, Father. That we may pull down those strongholds and know the truth of your love for us. And know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, we just pray that you'll be with us today in all things. Be with those who preach. Be with those who lead us, Father. Give them wise counsel. Give them the words to say, Father. Guide them in wise and godly decisions. Amen. May we always walk. May our leaders always walk in your paths, Father. We pray for them. We bless them, Father, today. Father, we ask you to bless this food and our time of fellowship together. May we encourage one another and build one another up and be a good witness to you, Father, in all things. Amen.
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 That was good.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm sure they have stone up his gift.
I wasn't going to say. I thought about that, but I wasn't going to say. I didn't even say it.
You get a chance to eat while we just sit and look.
That's right. Y'all just
because he learned from it.
Well, there's some over there. I left you.
Substance and witness. Praise God.
Amen.
That's power.
If we get a hold of that, we can walk with that, can't we?
Ray, before you get away, I got a prayer request. I want everybody to pray about something.
Sure.
Well, Sister Deborah said years ago, the Lord told me that. He said, I got money that I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, okay.
She mentioned it again by the Holy Spirit. So I'd like everybody to pray that I get be reunited with that money. Years ago, the Lord told me that I got money out that I don't know nothing about. And the Holy Spirit brought it back today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want everybody to just pray that I'll be reunited with that money. I don't know how much it is, but it's got to come back if we say so.
Well, recently I retired, and I didn't realize when I called in to get Social Security to start, and they said, well, you know, you could have gotten it from when you were 65. So they sent me a lump sum check from September when I turned 65 up through February. So again, there's hidden money out there, different places that you just don't, you know what I'm saying, know anything about. And I'm just like, you're going to send me a check for what? Yeah. So it's odd and weird places, you know, that it comes from. And it's just amazing how it's just been coming in.
Amen.
Let me just pray. Father, I pray that you will open up his eyes. Father, that money's in store for him in heaven.
Yes.
In heaven, Father, because there's streets paved with gold up there. The gates are pearl.
all the riches and glory. Wow, right up there. All for him to call on when he needs it. It's there for him to call on. It's in the account of Jesus Christ in his name. He just has to go to the bank, the heavenly bank, and draw what he needs from that account. That's what Jesus said. Go and draw. Ask for it in my name. In my name. You go to that account, to that name. It's there in that name. Just pray that you go. You'll get that revelation in your mind. You will know the truth of that. You will know how to ask and how to receive. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.